Alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7 The River.
Beer 30 brought to you by Hooters of Runner Park. Ben from Sports Meets Beer live in studio.
Live.
We've got a beer this morning from Iron Ox Brewing in Santa Rosa. This is Black Pearl Oyster Black Lager. Oh.
And caller 5 gets a free back rub from me.
Wow. There's a waiver that needs to be signed.
Of course.
Dark roasted malt, bold sea salt, fresh bodega oysters come together to make this full-flavored, delicious black lager.
Well, I'll say, pointed out, it's already less chunky than I thought it was going to be.
No chunks of oyster. Those go right down your throat anyway.
Yeah, they slide right down. So let's pour this out and do, not for the homies, but for AATMF. That, of course, is a fun little acronym for how to describe 5 talking points of beer. That is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. We go through those 5 talking points briefly. And going through this, I mean, this is a dark lager. It says, it's black lager, right? That's the descriptor.
That's it.
100% what it is. Obsidian-like black in the glass. And, heads is kind of that off-white. Kind of what you expect, but the head retention wasn't quite there, so it kind of
dissipated fast.
Dissipated very quickly. So, and that's honestly, if it leans more towards the stout side of things,
which is what it feels like.
If it looks like a stout, tastes like a stout,
quacks
it might
like
be a black lager.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, this aromatics on this, very malt forward.
Malt and licorice is what I got immediately.
There's like a level of astringency to it. And it's not like not chemical like, more like vegetable like. You know, so you kind of get that raw vegetable, raw broccoli. It's kind of what I'm picking up out of it. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things. And that's a combination of probably the raw ingredients, probably some of this, the oyster and all that stuff that's coming through. I mean, that's you get some of those products. I don't get any of the sea salt aromatic wise.
No.
But when I taste, I do get some dryness, and I think that sodium part of that's going to help drying that mouthfeel out. Taste is pretty robust. You get nice roasted malt, and then it finishes kind of abruptly. Not anything that lingers. So for the hop heads that really love that dankness and the hoppiness to hold on and kind of ride like a roller coaster, this is not it.
Yeah,
it finishes fairly clean and dry because of that sea salt finish. So you can't taste it, but you can definitely feel it.
Little peppery as well in there.
Yeah, I can pick up a little bit of that. I do like black IPAs. I do like black. The category to me is underdeveloped and underappreciated. Yes. I think that the combination of roasted malt with some hops really, really play well together. It doesn't have a lot of hops, so let me back that up and explain that this is definitely a malt-forward beer. But it's definitely, it's got some qualities to it that I do find refreshing and nice. The dryness, how it ends, is not my favorite, but at the same time, I do love the roastiness of it. So I'm kind of like, I'm thumbs middle on this.
Yeah, it's like the roastiness in the beginning and the end is kind of bitter, but not hot bitter. I don't know what that is.
It's almost like a coffee bitterness. Kinda, that might be some of the astringency I was speaking of earlier.
Yeah. You definitely, and it's very dry. You definitely want to grab a sip of something.
You might drink.
May not be this
drink
one.
Drink Gatorade before you drink this. That way you have all your electrolytes balanced.
Hydrate.
Go well with blue, color blue Gatorade.
Oh, blue Gatorade? Yes. I'm a white.
Don't even think of bringing in red or orange to this mix.
No, I'm a white Cherry Glacier guy. Oh. But yeah.
Is that radio money talking right there?
There's different
different
price tiers
to it, and I'm like blue. I like blue Gatorade.
Thank you.
Oh man, well, thumbs middle for me.
Yeah, thumbs middle as well.
I'd finish it. Wouldn't order a second.
That's it. You might need something else to wash it down. Hence the Gatorade.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. Iron Ox Brewing in Santa Rosa, Black Pearl Oyster Black Lager. You can check out this beer 30 and all the others 977theriver.com. And Ben, thanks for being in studio this morning.
Absolutely. I noticed there's not one person calling in. So how are we going to get the caller 5 for the back rub if I can't even get caller 1?
We might have to use some AI.
Dang it.